My name is Talia. I'm 10 years old and a fifth grader from Winchester Thurston School. These are my reflections on interviewing Oksana Stelzinski. Oksana taught me how to be grateful. From my interview experience, I learned how to not take things for granted. Things can always be worse. Oksana always thinks positively. I'm thankful and grateful and want to be a positive thinker for the rest of my life. When she was growing up in St. Petersburg, Russia, Oksana shared a 3-bedroom, 1-kitchen, and 1-bathroom apartment with 2 other families. If you ask me, I would not be happy about that, but Oksana was grateful and happy, and in that way, I want to be just like her. Oksana said there wasn't much diversity in St. Petersburg. She did, however, meet her husband and graduate school in St. Petersburg. He was originally from Pittsburgh, and because she lived in Russia, there was a long-distance relationship between them for a while. Oksana was torn between going to the States to join her soon-to-be family with her fiancé, or stay in Russia with her mom, dad, family, and friends. Oksana knew what she wanted in a country, a nice, welcoming place with diversity and friendly social people. Then she decided to move to the USA. Oksana said she is very lucky to have coming to the USA. Everyone was so kind and caring to her. Yes, there were little bumps, but she didn't think they were necessarily hardships. Her fiancé and his family helped her out a lot when she started the process of becoming an American citizen. Because of all her help, she got used to her life here very quickly. She said there was a lot of paperwork, and it took her a while to become a U.S. citizen, but Oksana always looked on the bright side and kept going. There were some things she wasn't quite used to yet when she first came here. For example, Oksana was really confused on why everyone had their own car. "Why not just take a bus?" she asked. Oksana also had trouble understanding why there was a compost, recycling, and trash. She wondered why they couldn't put everything in one bin. It even took her 20 minutes to turn the shower on. Her fiancé and his family helped her with the troubles, and she is now an American citizen. I hope I can be grateful for such little things as Oksana was, and I think the world would be a much better place if everyone worked towards that goal. Yes, she had a hard childhood in some ways, but sometimes that's a blessing. When you experience something that seems like a catastrophe and things get better, you'll be so grateful. After interviewing Oksana, I realized how lucky I really am.